Well, day five of the federal election campaign. The Liberal lead down to 5, the NDP up to 22%, and cost of living, climate change, and health care are the top issues for voters in this campaign. Welcome back to In Focus with David Coletto. I'm David Coletto. On this short podcast, I will share some new polling data from my firm, Abacus Data. We released a new survey yesterday, conducted from August 12th to 16th, interviewing 1,500 Canadians across the country. Now, 30% of the interviews we did came after the election call on Sunday. And a few things stand out to me from this poll. First, obviously the headline number, the Liberal lead, is down to 5 points over the Conservatives. They're at 33% nationally, the Conservatives at 28%, and the NDP up to 22%, the highest we have had them in quite some time. Regionally, we've got a three-way race in British Columbia. The Tories continue to do well in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Manitoba, but not as strong as they've done in the past. We've got a 6-point lead for the Liberals in Ontario over the Conservatives. The Liberals slightly ahead of the Bloc in Quebec. And Atlantic Canada is still solidly red, even after the surprise progressive Conservative victory in Nova Scotia earlier this week. Now, some of the things driving this shift, I think, relate to two things. One is, I think some are reacting to the early election call. We see the Prime Minister's negatives up 4 points in just over a week. Government approval is holding steady, but those disapproving is also up 4 points in the same week. And this all comes as more and more Canadians tell us they are becoming worried, and more worried, in fact, about the COVID-19 pandemic and the rise of the Delta variant across the country. Today, 38% of Canadians tell us they have become more worried about the pandemic in the past few days. That's a 23-point increase in about a month. And more people today now think the worst is still to come than they did a month ago, 24% compared to 15%. Now, these numbers are not as bad as they were earlier on in this pandemic, but they signal that concern about the Delta variant, concern about the rising case numbers are going to likely play a key role in this campaign. Now, when we ask Canadians about how they feel about the leaders, we haven't seen all that much change. I mentioned a slight increase in Mr. Trudeau's negatives, up 5 points to 44%. Mr. Singh, the NDP leader, is holding steady, still the most popular leader in the country, 39 positive, 24 negative. Mr. O'Toole hasn't seen much change in his numbers. 41% have a negative view of the Conservative leader, 20% positive. And so, as we shouldn't expect too big of a shift, we are seeing some change in the mood of the country and concern about the pandemic and how people are feeling about the Prime Minister. Now, earlier this week, I was on CBC Power and Politics talking about the top issues of this campaign, and one of them being the cost of living. In our survey, we asked Canadians, tell us what the top 5 issues are that are going to drive your vote in this campaign. 62% ranked the cost of living as their top issue, by far the highest of any issue that we tested, and that's up 7 points from the start of the 2019 election. Access to health care, climate change and the environment, the post-pandemic recovery plan, and the economic plan for Canada's future round out the top 5, with over 40% putting all of those in their top 5 issues. Climate change, 46% put climate change as their top issue or a top issue. That's up 7 points from 2019. Healthcare remains a concern, especially since the pandemic, I think, has put our healthcare system in a spotlight. But what's interesting about top issues is that they are not all the same across the political spectrum. So, for example, if we compare Liberal and Conservative supporters, Liberal supporters are 35 points more likely to put climate change as a top issue than Conservatives. They're 15 points more likely to say access to health care or poverty and inequality are top issues. And liberals are 12 points more likely to say reconciliation with indigenous people is a top issue. For conservatives, they're far more likely to say government spending and deficits are a priority, taxes, pipelines and oil, and ethical and accountable politics. And so, depending on who you're talking to, the issues are different. But where liberals, conservatives, New Democrats, and even Green Party supporters agree is that the cost of living is a top issue. That over the last number of years, people are feeling that the cost of things they use in their day-to-day lives are getting worse and rising, while their wages and income, they feel, are not changing. Now, some have said to me, well, David, what about all this cash that Canadians are sitting on? And I think it's important to always remember the difference between perception and reality. Pollsters like me live in a world of perception, and perception, I think, is far more powerful, a driver to how we think and how we vote, than the reality that we live day to day. And so understanding that these issues are important, that the cost of living remains a real concern, especially since yesterday StatsCan came out with new data that suggests that consumer price index has risen 3.7% in July, the highest increase in over a decade. So what does all this mean? Well, I think we're seeing a fairly volatile electorate. I think this first week of the campaign has went well for Mr. Singh. They're gaining vote share. Mr. O'Toole hasn't yet made a dent, but I think he's starting to lay markers about what's important and speaking to the real concerns that people have about the cost of living. He's rolled out a GST holiday, talked about housing and other issues. For Mr. Trudeau and the Liberals, it was their choice to call this election. And to me, it feels like they haven't yet found their rhythm and answered the question, why? Why are we having this election, and what do they want Canadians to do? Now, the rising concern about the pandemic, I think, presents a really interesting opportunity for the Liberals, who have made vaccine mandates and passports a key part of their early campaign message. I think they need to focus that and strengthen that argument. As people become more worried about this pandemic, as their patience for wanting to get back to normal quicker declines, I think there's a real chance that how the parties will deal with this pandemic in the short term becomes a key factor in how people will vote. Tomorrow, I'm going to have an interview with Katrina Miller from the Broadband Institute and Kivash Najat from PIPS and a public sector union. We're going to be talking about tax fairness, inequality, and affordability. You're not going to want to miss it. So thanks for listening. I'm going to continue the updates over the next few weeks. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out at david@abacusdata.ca. And all of this data is available on our website at abacusdata.ca. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.